Okay, we're back on Dale. You wanted to talk about encouraging your daughter Kimberly to go to UAF?
So when our girls grew up in Homer, and both of them did very well in high school, and Robin was more into the new technology and computers and all that. She was just really sharp in that. Kim was a star basketball player, and she had a lot of fun in life. Not necessarily a overachiever student, but she maintained. Both of them maintained good grades. But Robin decided, Mom, I just want to see something else in the world. And I said, so when Robin was getting ready to go to college, I said, okay, you need to decide where you want to go. I said, so let's put some parameters in. Do you want the West Coast or the East Coast? And she thought for a day or so, and she said, I think the West Coast. I said, okay, do you want snow or no snow? She said, yeah, snow is fine. We had to focus on some things. So she applied to the University of Washington, the University of Oregon, Southern Oregon, and the University of Colorado. And she got accepted at all four. And I said, now you've got to make a decision. So she decided to go to the University of Colorado, which was a huge school. I mean, we're coming from Homer, which is 4,000 or 5,000 people, and we're going to University of Colorado, which is 40,000 22,000 students, something. It was huge in comparison. And she called me up a couple weeks later. I mean, I took her down there and got her settled and everything. Called me up a couple weeks later. She said, Mom, I'm the only Republican on this campus. So she got her degree from there, and she worked in Colorado and Wyoming with a friend on their friend's ranch. So she got some real good experiences, and then she said, it's time for me to come back to Alaska. Well, and then the meantime, Kim was graduating the next year. And Kim was a star basketball player, and she wanted to play basketball, and she got a full-ride scholarship to UAF. And so that was, you know, we were thrilled that she was going there. She played basketball for 4 years.
What did she do her degree in?
In natural resource management. Yeah. And when she graduated, she had a very good job with the Division of Mines in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. And because by that time, our family had, in the summer times, we were going up to Nome to go mining when the kids were in high school. And we mined for about 6 or 8 years up there. Mm-hmm. So the kids spent all of their high school years in the summertime at our mine. And one year after we sold the mine and they were in college, Kim said to me, Mom, do you realize that we spent every summer of our high school years stuck away at a mine 50 miles away from anybody and there were no boys? I said, why do you think we did it? Anyway, that when they went off to college, I was doing Robin's resume for her first year. And I said, Robin, how many other 18-year-old girls can put down? I can oil, gas and oil, fuel and oil, major pieces of equipment. I can drive a D8 cat. I can clear ground. And I can run a 1938 Ringer washing machine. I mean, you got a credentials here and a resume that'll resound and that could be used anywhere. We had lots of fun when Kim started at the University of Alaska because they put all the athletes in Lathrop. And by that time, it was boys and girls. Well, that wasn't going to sit too well with us. But at that time, too, there was all the asbestos problems in the dorms, and there was no phones in the dorms and no locks on the doors. So Kim got into this room in Lathrop, and she said, and I went with her, and I was just shocked at the condition of the dormitory. I mean, I was really shocked. So Walt and I went and got, their windows were broken. There was asbestos exposed. There was, in the showers, and these were co-ed showers, there were no compartments and there were no shower curtains. So we painted that room, Walt fixed the windows, fixed the flashing or the moldings around the windows. We did quite a bit of work in that room itself, and then I went and bought shower curtains for the bathrooms, and somebody came up to us and said, you can't do this stuff on the... Waddell was president then. You can't be doing this. And I said, well, I'm not letting my daughter live in a slum. which was a very good thing for the university, because that year I went back, I was in the legislature, and went back, and we made university maintenance one of our highest priorities.
See?
And I use that example all the time, all the time. And it was, you know, it was appropriate. There, no student should have had to live like that.
Well, you know, what got our attention was that as part of her admissions packet, we had to sign a waiver noting that our child would be exposed to asbestos.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was huge signs in the hallways and on their ceiling in their room, but the hallways, great big signs, asbestos, warning, asbestos.
Don't bump the ceiling. So we sealed her room, and then it turned out that a bunch of other parents came in and did the same thing, and finally the whole place got fixed.
Putting the phones in so that there were security phones in the dorm, that was a huge big thing. But fixing, I mean, the cement walkway and the steps were all broken, and it just, maintenance had declined on campus terribly. And so.
And was that just due to lack of funding?
It wasn't.
Funding.
Priorities.
And funding.
Right.
Yeah.
Due to lack of funding.
Huh. Sounds like an instruction for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What year did Kimberly start?
She started in
91.
Yeah, nine. No.
It's
Robin, 89 or 90.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had the economic downturn.
Right.
It was right after that.
Yeah. Right.
It was understandable that it happened. But
and
it,
unforgivable.
But
yeah.
But still not. Not appropriate.
Mm-hmm. And Kim married a student she met on campus named Evan Griffith, and he got his master's degree in engineering from UAF. So, and they lived in Fairbanks for quite a while, and both worked up there. Mm-hmm. Then decided this little grandson was coming along, so they decided to move down here, which was great.
And Gail, you've stayed involved with UAF activities
all
through these years.
Yes.
And what activities have those been, and what motivated you
to do
that?
Well, I was on the board, alumni board for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I was president of that board, and I've been on a lot of different task forces. Just
every time you have a major funding drive, she gets involved.
Yeah. Lot of different committees and stuff.
Yeah, we each put time in the alumni board over the years.
Mm-hmm. When did you serve on the board?
When we were still in Homer, so that would have been in the 80s.
And what were the challenges at the time that you, or were there any challenges on the alum board at the time?
Oh, same as always. I think one of the biggest things that came up when I was on the board was funding for a new president's house.
Oh.
Which is always controversial.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm. One of the biggest things when I was there was the attempt to move the Alumni Association out of Constitution Hall.
Where do they want to move you to?
Anywhere.
Prime real estate.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely, yeah. In closing, is there anything about UAF that we haven't covered, your time there, or how it's, you know, affected your career paths, or any other memories you'd like to share?
Well, I think from the time we were kids, where the university was pretty much something that families knew was there, but wasn't accessible to a lot of kids in Alaska. Now the university has grown to the point where any kid in Alaska can go to the university with the scholars programs and the scholarships that are available, with online classwork, with varied campuses around the state. The university is really a part of Alaska's structure now. And it wasn't that way when we were kids.
Yeah. That sums it up.
Jeannie and Sherry, did you have any other...
Oh, this has been such a wonderful time.
It has been.
Good.
I'm really happy that you would share your memories.
I'm real glad that we could remember.
If you want to look through some of the yearbooks, maybe it'll even jog some more memories.
That's all right.
It's okay.
I just want to thank you for your service. We know, probably to your regret sometimes, that we can always count on you. Too.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And that's a very special thing for the university.
I think, you know, alumni... of any organization, whether it's educational or whatever. But alumni can offer two things. They can offer time or they can offer money. And usually it's one or the other rather than both. So we try to do a little of the money, but more of the time, because that's one thing that we can provide.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
It's been
a wonderful afternoon. Thank you so much.
Good.